This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. During the writer's strike this summer, where, among other things, better wages were high on the list, Disney CEO Bob Iger called the union's expectations just not realistic. That's a quote. And it landed in Hollywood among the writers, well, with kind of a thud, considering that Iger makes something like 500 times more than the median salary of his own employees. Kristen Toussaint is an editor at Fast Company, and her team just put out a special report analyzing CEO pay these days. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Why now is CEO pay a big thing, do you think? I mean, it seems like it's been since the financial crisis, really, that CEO pay has been in the spotlight like this.
Definitely. The financial crisis was a huge point for realizing the incentives that go into CEO pay that can really drive it to extremes. But we've seen it coming up in union fights lately. UAW President Sean Fain brought up the fact that it would take a typical battery plant worker 16 years to make what GM's CEO makes in 1 week. And it's come up in shareholder votes, like Netflix shareholders recently denied pay packages to their executive after this topic came up so much with the writer's strike.
You know, for a long time, it was just kind of accepted that the people who are the CEOs running these big companies got the big money. Now it has become unfashionable, to say the least. Where does the idea come from, or where did the idea come from, that CEOs ought to be paid all this money?
Well, it's interesting to look at how much this has actually changed. You know, back in 1965, the CEO to typical worker pay ratio was just 20 to 1. In 1989, it was 58 to 1. And some reports now put it around 325 to 1. But we're also seeing ratios that far exceed that. You know, in one of the most extreme examples we pointed out at Fast Company, Live Nation's ratio is 5,414 to 1. And then I think now people are really starting to question that. You know, you would think that more risk and more work from a CEO position deserves a higher pay, but is it, you know, 1,000 times the risk right, and 1,000 times the work? Especially during the pandemic, you know, we saw that frontline, often low-wage workers were just so crucial to keeping the economy going. And so you have to wonder, you know, is a CEO's value really hundreds or 1,000 times those workers as well?
So if the consensus or the emerging consensus among a part of this society is that CEOs are making disproportionate amounts of money, whether it's 300 times what the average worker makes or 5,000 times what the average worker makes, is there a way to more judiciously measure what a CEO ought to be paid?
Yeah, there's a few efforts to sort of both get a grasp on CEO pay and rein it in. You know, I mean, the SEC disclosure on pay ratios, which was a rule that came out in 2017, is a big part of us understanding just how much these CEOs are making. And that's because their pay is so complicated. You know, it's not just a straight salary. It's also often stock options and incentive bonuses. And then there's, you know, a bunch of people working on figuring out what a CEO should actually be getting paid. I mean, Portland and San Francisco recently put a tax on businesses with a ratio above 100 to 1. Hmm. And then there's a couple of groups like the Institute of Policy Studies says that the ideal ratio is closer to 20 to 1.
Do you expect actual change on this? I mean, look, you guys have devoted a lot of time and energy to bringing this issue to the forefront. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the fact that it has become a topic that unions are bringing up and that is gaining this attention is a hopeful sign. I mean, companies are paying attention to this. They're paying attention to the optics of it and the impacts of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, really high CEO to worker pay ratios are also associated, you know, with a host of negative business practices, with less productivity, higher turnover. So I think as those things come to light more, we'll maybe see not only some CEOs take it upon themselves to say, you know, how can I change this for the betterment of my employees and my work, but also maybe some bigger policy changes.
Yeah. Kristen Toussaint, she's an editor at Fast Company. Kristen, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Yeah, thank you for having me.